Thank you and good morning. Detectives with the sheriff's office are investigating a fatal shooting that left a man dead from a possible self-inflicted gunshot wound. Deputies responded to the scene in the 4300 block of Crestview Drive in Eureka Saturday evening at just before 6 o'clock. There, deputies found the victim at the rear end of a Tacoma pickup, a vehicle associated with the victim, and he was taken to the hospital by ambulance where he was pronounced deceased. The death is considered suspicious, and this remains an open investigation. The identity of the victim is being withheld. Eureka police arrested two men in connection with an armed robbery at a gas station on Broadway late Friday night, and evidence collected in connection with the investigation could tie the men to other crimes. Eureka police responded to a call that two men, one armed with a large knife, had just robbed the station at just before midnight. While en route, officers spotted two men who matched the descriptions given by the clerk, and they later arrested the men at an apartment complex on California Street. Police then obtained search warrants for the two apartments, and those searches turned up money taken during the robbery and other evidence. Joe Pinkard and David Flippin were both booked into county jail. The investigation is ongoing. A former assistant superior court manager who pleaded guilty to embezzlement in June will spend a year in jail for her crimes committed in 2008. Socorro Cervantes will serve the year in jail and pay victim restitution of $95,000 stemming from an investigation into missing cash payments made to the court in both traffic and criminal cases. Those payments were not entered into the court's case management system, and in the face of overwhelming circumstantial evidence, Cervantes resigned her position in 2009. Cervantes was later indicted by a grand jury for embezzlement and accused of stealing money from more than 200 cases. Deputy DAs Nina Eliseu and Christopher Yee were the lead prosecutors. Jordan Christmas has news out of the city of Fortuna.
The city of Novato has hired a new city manager, and that new hire will be current Fortuna city manager Regan Candelario. Candelario, who has served as the Fortuna city manager since September of 2012, will be Novato's seventh city manager when he takes over on October 24th. A native of the San Francisco East Bay Area, Candelario has also served as the city administrator for the city of Guadalupe from 2010 to 2012 and spent 17 years with the city of Santa Ana.
Thank you, Jordan. The County Department of Health and Human Services has confirmed that a fox from the Orleans area has tested positive for rabies, and one human was exposed and is now undergoing treatment. Anyone who has had contact with a fox in the Orleans area in the past 30 days is urged to contact public health. It's the latest in a string of incidents involving the exposure of humans or their pets to rabid animals, and the fox is the 26th animal to test positive for rabies. Congressman Jared Huffman will be in Trinity County today to hold a Coffee with Your Congressman meeting in Weaverville. That event will take place at Red House Coffee on South Minor Street, and Huffman will take and answer questions from residents. The public is invited to attend. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. If you take a few minutes to peruse the Eureka Police Department's leadership plan, two sets of documents released last week, you'll learn the goals the department has set for the next 5 years. Those goals include closer ties with the community, increased expectations for officers and their training and career development, as well as the city and the department's focus on crime. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills said that his department faces a unique challenge. Eureka and Humboldt County have higher than average instances of violent crime.
When you look at the per capita crime rate, in terms of violence here in Eureka and in Humboldt County, we are a violent community. If you take a look at it and compare it with other communities our size and other parts of our state. So to have 15 murders in a county of 130,000 is way out of proportion. And those are the murders that we know about.
Mills pointed out that the number of firearms in the city is always a concern, particularly in light of police shootings that have occurred in the past 8 weeks.
So I sent out an email to our department saying, you know, we're not really kind of sure what's going on nationwide. We don't think we're going to have these problems here. But one thing we know, this is a violent city awash in guns. So keep your head on a swivel, cover each other. And so we want our folks to make sure that they're protecting one another first and foremost.
You can access and read the department's leadership plan by visiting the department's website at eurekapolice.com. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.